Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Stacey Begin.
Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for this chance to come together as your family, as your church, without persecution, without people, without hiding, Father God. And we just pray right now that you would just speak to us. Father God, look, each person would have something to take away from this morning, to change them, Father God. Amen. It's good. As I was praying this week, I couldn't stop thinking about the cage from last Sunday and stepping out of the cage, and just kind of going to talk around that for a bit, if you don't mind. So for those of you who weren't here last Sunday, we had a great time in worship, and there were some words that came forward, and Pastor Paul was speaking about stepping out of the cage and stepping free from things, and I can't really escape from that at the moment, and God's just been speaking to me about stepping out of that cage. And there's some people here today who've been kept in their cage by their own mind of saying they're not good enough. And it was really about serving in the church that people don't feel like they're ready to do certain things. And I've got some really good news for you this morning. You'll never be ready. God makes you ready. And it's not about me doing all the work or me perfecting myself. It's God through me. Working in the community, it's God through me. Serving in the church, it's God through me. Washing the toilets, it's God. And are you with me? That you feel like, oh, I'm not ready, or I don't have the skills. Well, give it a go, because God makes you ready. It's like when I first started doing children's work, and when Pastor Paul asked me to start Friday Club up here, I was absolutely like, terrified, absolutely terrified, because I thought like my time of children's work was over. I thought, you know, let's go play, be with the adults. And I was absolutely like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fill the time. I don't know what activities to do. But God made me ready, and God enabled me in that season whilst I was in that position. So yeah, and it just reminded me of those things on the wall, like, I'm his masterpiece. I'm enough, just as I am. And that doesn't mean that I can do everything, you know. This feels quite uncomfortable for me. I can't do like the sound desk or the lights, but I can do little things, and I'm going to do what I can do to advance the kingdom. And I'm just going to carry on telling myself I can do something. I don't have to sit in my chair or just withdraw, but I can do something. I have something to bring. Each one of you has something to bring. It's not just about the leaders of the life teams or the people who sit on the front row. That's why I'm here today. I don't usually sit on the front row. I've got something to bring, and so has everyone here. And actually, that comes out in conversation when you're doing things. And yeah, I just felt like God was saying, like, step out of the cage. You are enough. It's just jump in. The Discover used to be called jumping back in the day, and I've got these great memories of just like jumping. It reminds me of jumping in puddles and just giving it a go, because I don't know, I just thought I'd share that story with you. I'm a very visual person, and just stepping out. Like, I've really struggled kind of myself before. I'm going to share one of my favourite quotes, and I know other people have shared it before. Comparison is the thief of joy. Like, it's not about one particular person. We are the body, we are the church, and comparing myself to people, I did it a lot. I did an awful lot, and I'd still necessarily be at places, but here I was a completely different person. It locked me down, and it shut me down, and it stopped me from kind of getting to my potential, because I compared myself to others. Oh, but I don't do it like them. Well, guess what? You aren't them. You're you, and that's absolutely fine. And the enemy will use anything to freeze you, to stop you from stepping out. He doesn't want you to go and preach the gospel to 500 people, silly example. But so he'll do anything he can to stop you from doing that, to stop you from getting to A to B. In comparison, it needs to be just thrown out of the wardrobe. It needs to go because, it's the thief of joy. And I saw that in my life as I stopped comparing myself to others and just got okay with me, you know. You know what? I can't sing. I'd love to be on the worship team. You really wouldn't want me on the worship team because I'm pretty much tone deaf. I don't know why I started saying that, actually. But so I'm not going to try and do something that I'm not, or I'm not going to try and compare myself to my husband who can sing really well, because I can't do that. But I'll give it a go when I'm down here, because with a new lot, you can't really, hopefully you can't hear me. You're all going to come up to me and I'll go, "We'll hear you sing on a Sunday, Stacey. It's not great." So, yeah. So, I just quickly want to read a little bit from James 1, kind of going a little bit, because it's... I'll just start at verse 1. So, from James... I'm reading from the Truth, by the way. From James, servant of God and Lord of and the Lord Jesus Christ, to all the Jewish believers that are dispersed among the nations, greetings. My dear brothers and sisters, react with real joy when you have to face many kinds of opposition and difficulty, for you know that we only learn to persevere when our faith is tested. This perseverance is essential if we're going to become mature, being the people God wants us to be, lacking nothing. Yeah. This perseverance is essential if we're going to become mature, being the people God wants us to be, lacking nothing. And, it shows your faith. And I just kind of wanted to, sometimes to step out, sometimes to do something new, we need to persevere. Sometimes we don't get things right straight away, but we persevere. A little bit of a story for some of you who don't know. I'm training to work as a police community support officer at the moment, and I have to learn some physical restraints and ways to restrain people. Hopefully I won't have to use them, but I have to persevere in that at the moment. I had a whole day of teaching. I came back and I was mucking around with John. We are perfectly happy, don't worry. And I was trying to restrain John. And do you know what? I tried for quite a while. It didn't work. But that doesn't mean that I'm not gonna learn how to do it. It means I'm going to go back and I'm going to try again. And I know, like, I'm going to have to persevere with this because I'm not very strong. Not that you need to be strong, but I'm not very... it's not something I'm naturally... that naturally kind of goes to me, putting people in restraints and things like that. But I'm going to give it a go, and I'm going to try, and I'm going to try until I get it right, because I need to get it right. Can you imagine if I've got a criminal and then they run away? Oh, no, let's not think about it. Not that I'll be cat off, but yeah, I'm just not going to go into it. Oh, I could just go on a big old thing. So yeah, so we need to push through situations and not let go. And sometimes stepping out is one of those things where we need to push through, or it might be... kind of a situation in your family of this perseverance of pushing through and not letting go, just taking it a step at a time. Pastor Paul talked about a few months ago about a sat nav, and if you want to get to London, you don't start at York, and actually you need to start where you are. Okay, sometimes it's really good to write things down. This is where I am. This is where I want to be. I know there's going to be some struggles along the way. What's my first step? It's like a recipe, you know. You open a recipe book and you've got the end product, and it might take 5 or 6 different processes and different pots and pans within that. I don't look at it and go, I can't do it. Okay, what's the first step? And it's starting where we're at. What's the first step to get me to where I am? Because we can just look at things and be completely overwhelmed, like, oh, how am I even going to do that? But no, God says, if God said it, if it's a promise or if it's from his word, okay, I'm going to do it. Let's map it out. Sometimes we don't get the recipe book. Sometimes we don't get, well, we've got the word which is instructions, but we don't get detailed steps of how to do things. We need to use our logic, which God has given us. Okay, what's the first thing that I can do to achieve this? What's the first thing to get me on my way to get there, really? And it requires faith. I found a quote from Pastor Colin within the study notes of the Truth, and it says, genuine faith will be reflected in the way believers live. Next to that, I've put ouch, because that's a challenge. And actually, it requires faith in, and like things might be a really long way away. Like, we've been trying to buy a house for what feels like years, but it's only been about 4 months. But that's taking faith with me at the moment, faith in that God has said that we will own a house, and I'm going to persevere, and I'm going to keep on going, and I'm going to keep on going back to God's word, and I'm going to keep on going back to what God said. Genuine faith will be reflected in the way that which believers live. Oh, just challenged. and the great thing is that we've got Christ, we've got the Holy Spirit inside of us as that guidance, as that that sat-nav voice, maybe, just saying, okay, stop here, go this way, go that way. Look at it from a different perspective sometimes. Doing things like, I don't know, I'm thinking of food because I love food. Making pancakes with a hand whisk might not work. You might need to try an electric whisk. Sometimes you just need to look, okay, what's a different way to doing this? How can I shift things a little bit to work best for me? So, yeah, we need to... we need to persevere in many things in life, and we need to push through sometimes. But we've got the Holy Spirit, and we've got God. We've got that just the greatest guidance, the wonderful Counselor alongside us every day. We can. He's never going to go offline. I love that. I've learned a lot of different words and kind of phrases recently in my training. And God, and people talk about taking things offline in the commercial world, but God never goes offline. And actually, like, I can always go to Him in that time where I need to persevere and push through in things. In Hebrews 12, I'm sure you've, it's one of my favourite verses of all times. It says, verse 1 to 2, all these heroes of faith are like a great crowd of witnesses that surround us and encourage us to keep faith with God, to keep going. So let us shrug off everything that comes against us and refuse every temptation to sin which the devil wants to entangle us. Let us persevere in running the race in which God has entered us, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is always ahead of us. Without Him, we could not have faith, nor could we grow in faith. He gave us faith, and He will perfect our faith. Oh, He will perfect my faith. And I don't need to do it in myself. I've got the Holy Spirit. I've got God with me. He's never going anywhere, but it requires an effort from me. I need to make a movement. And I love those verses. In another version, it says, strip off the things that entangle us. And like, I see it like a race, like a 200-meter race. And just as you're running, like, just throwing things off, just throwing the stuff off. And you're about 10 layers lighter when you get to the end, because there is stuff that will get in the way sometimes, but we don't need it. You know, biggest distraction for me, Facebook, social media. I don't need it. But it has a really good purpose, don't get me wrong. I love it, keep in touch with my family down south. But if I use that in the wrong way, that is a sin, something that entangles me, something that takes my attention off my purpose, off what I'm doing. It's so easy. I've got to revise a lot at the moment when I'm revising, and just to check Facebook and distract myself. But no, I'm gonna go carry on focusing on what God's got for me. I love Hebrews 12, so just wanted to kind of that endurance that's mentioned within it of keeping the faith, of not letting go. It's so easy sometimes when we get things wrong just to give up and or to try and find a new focus. But actually, if God's really spoken it, He will help you do it, and it is, nothing's impossible. I haven't referenced it here, but there's a verse in the Bible saying that God will never give you too much. He'll never give you too much that you can't handle. And that's so refreshing, I think, just to remember that. God's never going to give me too much. There's never going to be too much. It's never going to be too much. I can always, might need to dissect it, take it one step at a time. I do that a lot. But it's never too much with God. Nothing's impossible. Who knows that verse? So, yeah, it's just persevering in that faith and running forward. Because so often we can get stuck in our past, or we can hit an obstacle and kind of put it to the back burner. I've hit, like, where you kind of, you're going towards something, you hit an obstacle and you think, oh, think about it later. Or we'll come back to that in a few months. We'll come back to, whether it's, I don't know, kind of serving in church, or if it's trying to accomplish something in your personal life, you can just put it off, or I'll come back to that later. But actually, is that what God wants you to do? Does He want you to look at it and maybe try and think of a different way? He might enable you with a different way to overcome it. It's really good. And we have His word to come alongside with us with those promises. I love, I've said this before, I love Googling, because I don't carry a concordance around, of trying to find scriptures or passages of scripture particularly which relate to my situation or which relate. And through that, you know, as I read the Bible, I see so many promises in here, and ones that I read, that I hold on to, and that they're kind of my bread, they're like my mission statement. Okay, God said He'll never leave me. Okay, that's a promise, and I carry that around as a mission statement. But there's some things like where before, like, God shall enlarge your tent. Okay, well, that's a promise for me that in the future, you know, we will, not that we're having babies, but we'll have a family, and that's a promise that I'm going to hold on to. It's so good to find those promises in His word, and then be confident in them, remember them, kind of put them in places. Around your house, like, put scripture up on your mirror. I look in the mirror a lot, so I put scripture up on the mirror, and it reminds me of those promises We've got fridge magnets, really cringy, not ashamed. Because it reminds me of his promises, of those times when I'm struggling, I'm opening the fridge and I remember. I'm going to persevere with that. In Hebrews 15, verse 4, you don't need to turn there, it says, For whatever was written in earlier times that was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. That we can have hope in that word and we can be confident in that word and be confident in his promises for us. And in Galatians 6, verse 9, it says, let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give in. I don't want to grow weary. I don't want to be discouraged, but it's easy, you know. The world isn't perfect. There's things that go on. It's really easy to get discouraged or for something to happen and you think, oh gosh, how are you going to do that, God? how are you going to do that? But the word tells us, do not be discouraged. Do not grow weary. We just need to remind ourselves, okay, God's on my side. God is greater. Yeah. Don't care what the news says. Don't care what the world says to me. God's on my side and God is greater. And I'm not going to give in. Sometimes you just want to give up and start a day. Start again. You know, sometimes when you get out of bed and things aren't going right, you're just like, oh, can I just start today again? But we can't. So we just need to carry on. It's so easy to throw things out the window when stuff doesn't go right. But is it right to start again sometimes? Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. It's just listening to the Holy Spirit and asking for his guidance. Has anyone seen Finding Nemo? Love Finding Nemo. Kate shared this back at a women's conference. I think it was Kate. Just Keep Swimming, was it you? Yeah, I wasn't even, it was way before Bible college times. So I was at the women's conference in Horsham and Kate was, I can't remember at all, she was talking about keeping going and there was Finding Nemo and just keep swimming. And I've got that now, like I've still got that printed off at home actually, because sometimes you've just got to keep swimming. Sometimes you're out of your depth and you can't stop. Okay? This week I felt out of my depth. I felt really out of my depth, like I couldn't stop. But I couldn't stop. There was no chance for stopping. So I just had to keep going. And I will keep going. And it's really good. And we've got connections here. We've got the church. You're not in this alone. You know, I'm not a one-man band. You know, we've got people. We've got life teams. We've got kind of the pastoral support here. We've got just family on a Sunday, like that we're not in this alone and that kind of just coming alongside other people and doing it together, you know. A problem shared is a problem halved, is that saying? Well, maybe not, but it's my saying now. And sometimes it's just knowing that someone's there with you, you know, in the background, praying for you, supporting you, encouraging you, cheering you on. Unless God says to stop or change path, we keep on going. It's like a child walking, you know, when the first time it doesn't work, they don't then never walk. They keep on going. And sometimes they fall over and sometimes they go off to the left or to the right or they lose their balance. But children get up and they try again because they want to walk and they'll keep on trying until they get there. They'll keep on trying to walk until they can walk. And even then they still fall over. I've fallen over. I nearly fell over this morning on the ice down on Southcliff. But get up and keep on going, don't we? We get up and we keep on going. Bear with me. So yeah, we'll never be ready, but God makes us ready. We just need to step out and he'll enable us. I've heard this saying once, I'm just going to drop you in it. And I grow personally from being dropped in it because then I have to go. And actually, it's a really, sometimes I've dropped myself in it because I thought, I know I'm going to grow in this situation. And what I mean by drop yourself in it is putting yourself in a position where you go, okay, I might not be able to do this all in my natural strength. It's giving God that space, letting God fill that space, and then he enables you, and then things happen, you know. I'm not going to go into that. it's good of just keep on pushing forward and saying, giving God that space, because he does it, and it's not about you anyway. It's about seeing God glorified and work through you. And it's just, it's about learning, you know. It's like today, this is a new experience for me. And I'm a bit like, but it's not about me. It's about God speaking through me. And the only way I'm going to get better at this is by trying. So thank you for your grace. But it's through trying. And every time you do it, hopefully you'll get a bit better and God will tend to fill that space. And yeah, it's good of just kind of being in that place of, okay, knowing I can't do this by myself. You know, there's some things I know I can do, but I still have that attitude like I have to drive a lot at the moment. I know I can't do that. That naturally is a bit of a challenge for me. I get a little bit, I don't like, nervous about it. But every time, okay, God, enable me in this drive. Enable me, because I'm not used to driving so much. I'm not used to doing these long, windy journeys. Okay, God, be my vision. Holy Spirit, come enable me to be the best driver that I can be. So we have all that we need inside of us because we have the Holy Spirit, and we've got the Holy Spirit as we're filled. If you're not filled, then come and speak to someone at the front with the Holy Spirit. We'd love to fill you afresh of His Spirit and His gifts. And with that, nothing's impossible. You know, it's just releasing it. It's just kind of, okay, am I in the way here? Do I need to step back? Do I need to give space for God? And we've got such a great community here to enable us. And I said it already, jumping ahead of myself, but the church, my life team, I'm just going to boast about mine because I think it's the best. But it's great because we have a chance to share what's going on, for people to come alongside each other, to not only to kind of encourage us, but to be challenged. Because if I tell them something that's going on in my life or something that I'm trying to develop in, they encourage me. But then Dave will come up to me a couple of weeks later. Okay, so how's that going? Where are you at with that? Because it's so good to be held accountable, because then you're being encouraged whilst being challenged. Because it's really good, because I could say lots of things, but if I've not told someone, then what does it mean? So it's really good to speak out those things that you're trying to do. Has anyone ever heard of Francis Chan? Yeah. I just saw this last night, and I just want to share it, and I'll read it and then I'll explain. Do you know that nothing you do in this life will ever matter unless it's about loving God and loving the people He has made? That's it, really, isn't it? It's kind of that focus and direction, like, am I loving God and am I loving the people that He's made? And it's all done through relationship. And so really just kind of to go back to the beginning, like, if you feel like you've been kind of in that cage of afraid to step out or afraid to move forward into something, then just give it a go. Speak to someone who came to church with you today, or speak to someone in your life team. I really want to give this a go. It might be serving on the Little Builders team. I did Little Builders for a little while and it really wasn't my kind of thing, but I gave it a go. And sometimes things won't be, but give it a go, because you don't know if you don't try. And just keep on going, really. And that's what I've got.
Well done. Praise God. Well, two firsts this morning with Stacey and Kim. Isn't that great? It takes a lot of courage to stand up here. Most of you appreciate that. It's a strange feeling when you sort of stand up here and everybody is looking at you. And it's good to hear somebody who's just speaking of a raw faith experience. You know, it gets a bit tiresome sometimes having somebody that can preach all the time. You know, I'm not saying Stacey can't preach, I didn't mean it like that, but she's not used to speaking in a way all the time here. And actually that rawness of just, this is what it is, this is what it means to me, this is scripture. You know, I sometimes can dress it up. Having said that, it's me speaking next week, so you get a bit of dressing. And then it's Clive the week after. So our continuing cycle of different people speaking is going, Stacey, that was great. I love it when the Holy Spirit is in charge. I presume you and Jem didn't get together and plan that. You know, we could spend so much time in some churches. You know, they spend a whole day planning the worship songs around what's happening in the meeting, with what the notices are, with what the preaching is. And we don't do that whatsoever. Because I believe if you listen to the Holy Spirit, we can all just bring it together that way. And it saves an awful lot of meetings, which I've never been a great fan of. You need some, obviously. But yeah, that's fabulous. It's about the real working out of faith, which is actually doing something. You know, that's why Christians have changed the world. Not because they were sort of the most talented people. They probably often aren't. Or not because they were the most intelligent people. They certainly aren't certainly aren't always those, but there's something that Jesus puts inside you that if you respond to, you go far beyond anything that you could have done if he wasn't around. It's natural to think I can't. It's natural to think that's beyond me. It's natural to think I don't have the resources for that. It's natural to think that's for other people. But we don't believe in a natural God. We have a supernatural God who supernaturally enables us. But I think the other great thing that Stacey reminded us was at the beginning was it starts with one step. So often the supernatural is something very simple, like helping with a toddler group. You sort of think, how does that lead to where I'm preaching to millions in Africa? That's where it leads, if that's where God is taking you. But you had to take a first step of dealing with tens of toddlers rather than millions of people in a mission field. All right, that doesn't mean to say everybody that comes to help with Little Builders is going to be the next Reinhard Bonnke. Everybody's got a different call. We were watching a program, Kate and I, last night about, it was one, Who Do You Think You Are? I've not seen many of those, and it was about Sir Ian McKellen and his family. And it turned out a lot of his family were involved in a group in Manchester and then Liverpool. But the group was called Christian Endeavour. And they didn't dwell on it that much, really, this Christian Endeavour. They mentioned it a couple of times. It was a group that grew to enormous, to where his great-great-grandmother was speaking to 10,000 people. But Christian Endeavour was about changing working conditions for working people. Did you know trade unions came from the church? That's where they all came from. It was about caring for people. Football came out of Christians because it was about getting exercise and caring for people. It's about that practical getting involved and doing something. And his great, I think it was his great, great, great uncle. It was quite interesting the way the program put it, but he was basically the founder of The Weeknd. Because he was particularly working with one group of hundreds, but all across Manchester, where, of course, in those days you worked 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week, and the normal hours were about 15 hours a day. I mean, it's just beyond belief, isn't it? Some seamstresses and people like that at one time were working 19 hours a day, 6 days a week. And we complain when we only get half an hour for lunch, you know. Incredible. But what his passion was, this his great-great-great-grandfather involved with this Christian Endeavour, was to see conditions change. And he had to start where they were at. If he'd said, we're going to have all of Saturday off, half-time on Friday, and not come back to Monday morning, he would have got nowhere. But in God, they wanted what Friday afternoon, and they didn't get it. But he kept campaigning, and the world changed, because in those businesses, they started to close at 1 o'clock on a Saturday to give working people a break. And if you think about it, it must have been quite a huge step, because all those people, and now it seems obvious, but all those people owning those firms and those companies, it must have cost them an awful lot of money to shut down, or it seeming like it would, for a whole afternoon. That normally they made stuff and sold it. It was a prosperous time of the 19th century. So it must have been a huge culture change, which then gradually went through the country, and out of that we got the idea of people working a set number of hours so they could actually live life. But he began with a step. All these things begin with a step. And it's usually a very small step, but for that person it's a challenge. So for you, it might just be saying, can I help? And then we get involved, and then we become people, and then we get to know more people, and then we feel we're actually part of something. This is not a club. This is a movement. Our passion is to see Scarborough, the region, a better place because we're here. But all that begins with a small step. Amen? Brilliant, Stacey. Thank you, Kim. Thanks, everybody that made this morning happen. Have an absolute fabulous week, and see you when we see you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.